Hello, my name is Josh McCarthy, and I want to welcome you to another edition of our Ask the Experts weekend here on 104.5 WOKV Jacksonville's News and Talk. And this show is dedicated to you, the workforce of today and tomorrow.
Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to Jacksonville's most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of Jacksonville's top influential individuals. And this is all done, all of it, with an honest and entertaining filter that is unique to Pete Langlois, the hard worker himself. Take it away, Pete.
Good morning, all you hard workers. Well, you did it. You made one of the best decisions that you're going to make all day today. You are listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. And as you heard Josh McCarthy, our handy-dandy super producer, just say, this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. So who is that? Well, that's you. That's your parents. That's your kids, right? We're all working. We're all part of the workforce. We have been part of the workforce, or we will be in the workforce at one point. So it's all of us. I don't know any trust fund babies that are just sitting on piles of $100 bills and they just peel them off, throw them up in the air, and they don't care about, you know, they have such a huge pile of money they don't care about making anymore. I don't know those people. That's not me. I'm not one of them, and you're not one of them. And if you are one of those folks, listen to something else, because this show has nothing to do about you. All right, guys, every week on Hard Worker, what we do is we give you career advice and tips, and we talk about real-world work situations, and we help give you advice that'll help you to be more effective and productive. And we also help you avoid certain pitfalls. I know in my career was not linear. I didn't just go from, you know, my first entry-level job into the president and COO of a $120 million company. There were a lot of lefts and rights that I could have taken along the way. Unfortunately, many times I took a left where I should have taken a right. And I'm not above talking about it and telling you about my mistakes. And I don't do this to beat myself up. I tell you what I did wrong, what I should have done, and what you can do to take that right turn and stay on the right path. So if you want some career advice and tips to help you to be more effective and productive and successful in your careers, well, doggone it, you came to the right place, and that's listening to Hard Worker with me, Pete the Job Guy. And every week, I have some of Jacksonville's most influential people as my guests, and today is no different. I have a great guest, and I'm so excited to introduce her in just a few minutes. But before we do that, I'm going to do my monologue, as I do every week. Now, if you're a regular listener, this is where I share some information, I tell you a little story, or I give you something that makes you think a little bit. Or it might give you a call to action to do something differently as a result of listening to this. And if you do it, you're going to be the better for it, okay? Now, today, I was going to talk to you about a thing called procrastination. But you know what? I'll talk about it next week or later on. I'll get to it at some point. I don't want to do it right now. It might be too hard, or, you know, I want to talk about procrastination, but, you know, it's not really rewarding for me, or, you know, I'll get to it. Isn't that stupid? Think about this. Here it is right now, the new year, and everybody has all these resolutions, right? I'm going to quit this, or I'm going to start this, more of this, less of that. And, you know, everybody has the good intentions. But guess what? Just kicking it off, starting it. You know what? I'm going to get to it on Monday. Well, Monday rolls around. It doesn't just feel, you know, next Monday is when I'm going to put this down and do less and more of this. And you miss out on this opportunity. I want to talk to you about a few different ways to just eradicate this procrastination. You got to be a doer, people. You got to get things done. If there's something that you're looking to do and you're putting it off, let me tell you, once and for all, how to stop procrastination. Number one, you might want to write this down. Number one way to stop procrastinate is understand your motivation. Is it the carrot or the stick with the particular activity or the goal that you're about to embark on? If you understand your motivation, for me, let's say I want to increase my business by 20%. Well, what's the motivation for me? Okay, is it more money? Is there, you know, what's the reward? Is that what I want? Or is it that, well, if I don't increase it, I'm going to wait right to the end, and then I better do it or my boss is going to fire me. I'm going to get yelled at or the kick. It's either the carrot or the stick, but you have to understand your personal motivation. Another way to put off procrastination. Another way to eradicate procrastination. I got a list of them. I'm only going to hit a couple. I'm going to hit the ones that I like. This is my favorite. If the goal is so big that, you know, hey, I'm going to do this year, you got to break it into chunks, little goals, and celebrate your victories along the way. You know, if I want to, and there's so many different things you can apply to this. Let's say I want to quit smoking, right? And I've been smoking 3 packs of cigarettes a day. You know, to just go from zero to quit, A to Z, there's a whole lot of letters in between that you should celebrate along the way. Meaning, okay, by month 2, I want to get down to 2 packs a day. By month 3, I want to be 1 pack a day. By month 6, I want to be chewing gum and not smoking cigarettes. By the end of the year, I want to be as healthy as Josh and run marathons and never touch a cigarette again. You know, but break the larger goals into chunks and then get rolling. You got to get started. You got to get off the couch and get started. That's the big thing. Okay. Oh, this one's easy. Change your language. A lot of times you have a goal, you say, I can't do that. I'll never be able to do this, or, you know, I will get started, just not right now. You've got to change it. I can, I will, and I am right now about to embark. Okay. And I'm going to pull one more because, you know, and if you want to email me, I'll give you this complete list. And I have a really good list of how to stop procrastinating in a whole bunch more detail. You email me Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com and I'll send you all 7 of the best ways to stop procrastinating. And if you want to make a note to yourself, say, you know what, I'm going to email Pete. I'm going to email Pete on Wednesday. Okay, and I will send him that, so I will stop procrastinating. And then when you send me that email, reward yourself. All right, the last one I'm going to give you on how to stop procrastinating is reward yourself. That's the last one. Is you have to have a system of rewards and consequences in your life. I say that if you're a leader that's giving an assignment to your folks, right? Even if you're the coach of the football team or whatever it is, even in your personal life, you should have a system of rewards and consequences. If I get this accomplished, I get this. If I don't do it, what's the punishment? What's the takeaway? You know, a system of rewards and consequences. They don't say consequences on this list that I have, but I think you need to stick it in there. All right, I talked enough about procrastination. Can't really say it. I want to introduce you to my guest today, and this is perfect timing for this guest that I have today. Today, my guest is Linda Ford, CPA, and she is the owner of the Ford firm. And I have to say, Linda, welcome back to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Thanks, Pete. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I'm always happy you're here, but I'm particularly happy that here we are about to embark upon tax season, right? And we're talking about procrastination. Do you see this in your profession that people wait to the last minute?
They wait to the last minute, they extend the return, and then they wait to the last minute of the extended deadline as well. So absolutely, I do.
But, you know, even though this tax season, tax is an annual, it's something that should be considered year-round, not like try to reconcile at the end and grab all these receipts and figure something out, right?
Absolutely. If you keep track of what's going on in your life and how that might affect your taxes day-to-day, it will definitely make a difference when you're ready to have your tax return done.
Well, I prepared some questions for you, and this one kind of bleeds right into that is, you know, why should someone, and what you just said kind of helps answer that question, is why should folks use a CPA when doing their taxes?
Well, the tax law is complicated. If it were easy, we wouldn't have to spend years in school studying it and learning about it and taking a very difficult exam to be required to be CPAs or even enrolled agents. Their exam is very difficult as well. And the reason to do it is, as you and I are talking, you may tell me about something that's changed in your financial situation, something that's changed in your life that affects your taxes. But you don't know it because you don't know all the specific tax laws, rules, and regulations. That's what we're here for. Sure, you can go it alone on those boxed softwares, and they work well for many people, but there comes a point when you outgrow that box of software. And you need to be aware of that and know when it is so you can seek out help.
And you talk about a lot of the laws and requirements and these tests that you had to take. Those aren't static either, right? Those are ever changing and updating, right?
They absolutely are. In fact, the CPA exam is going to be changing again in the next year or two. They're looking at what topics are appropriate to make sure we understand businesses, not just the tax law, but how the business works and how we need to understand that business to help you make the right decisions and be truly a trusted advisor.
Right. And these, a lot of this tax software and CPA in a box stuff that's out there, they program consumers and taxpayers to think that if I go meet with the CPA, I better open up my wallet. You know, like meeting with the CPA is some incredible amount of money. That's not true, is it? I mean, I don't know.
It's really not true. In fact, we've found that our fees are oftentimes less than the fees to go to those tax preparation services that pop up only during tax time. You see the guy standing in the costume on the side of the road with the little sign, come in and get your taxes done. Our fees are usually often less than theirs are, but you know you're getting a quality product.
Right. And you know, as a temporary supplier of talent, and which I do a portion of my business, you know, in a previous life, one of my responsibilities was to find people to send them to one of, you know, the well-known like tax prepare services people, not CPAs. What they wanted was folks that could learn quickly was basically the requirement they had. And I would send people to one of these things. And like a week later from their training, they were doing people's taxes. Well, how does that sound to you?
It terrifies me. In fact, that's where a lot of our clients come from. People come in to get those things fixed. They'll bring in a return. They've gotten a notice from the IRS. They're terrified. What do I do now? And they bring them to us to get fixed and get corrected. So rather than spend the money up front for a subpar product, spend the money to get the expert to do it and make sure that you have that quality product.
Right, right. Yeah, this is something you want to get right and not your second or third time.
Exactly.
So I've seen the commercial skip the office visit. You know, what does that make you think when you see that?
Well, I want to stick my head under my couch and hide, sucking my thumb in the fetal position. So the struggle with that, there is a group of people where that's appropriate. I've worked with you for 3 years. I know your situation. We've talked throughout the year. I know what's going on in your financial picture. I don't need to sit down with you. I can do your return with you sending in documents. Unfortunately, for the vast majority of people, you can't do that. We've got folks who have earned income credits or child tax credits. Those are required to be verified. We are required to do due diligence as a paid tax preparer. So guess what? I have to see you to do that. So they didn't say that on the commercial,
right,
though, did they? They don't say, oh, except for if you have kids and we need to verify it. We also have to verify your banking information every year for your refund to be direct deposited to you. Do you really want to email me your bank account?
Right.
I mean, you know, go ahead, but it's scary stuff. The data security is key. Make sure if you're sending information to anyone, whether it's a CPA, your attorney, one of those preparers, that they have a secure link for you to send it in on. Fax machines are rumored to be secure unless you dial the wrong number. So you can send it to a secure fax, but if you dial the wrong number, you're giving your information to someone and you don't know who it is.
It's your most critical data, too.
It is.
You know, you look at the news right now. The government jumps in and says, oh, military people, stop doing this DNA testing. Why? Because there's a breach. You only put out there what you're comfortable having out there, you know?
Exactly. And that's why the office visit is nice, is you can bring it in and hand it to someone so you know that that data is in the right person's hands.
You know, from what I understand and what I've seen, there are two types of people that struggle with their taxes. And you can break them into two categories, men and women.
That's absolutely true. I saw another commercial recently where they were talking about anyone can be a tax expert. If that were true, there wouldn't be a reason for us to go to school for as long as we do and learn about it. We talked briefly, you know, on prep for the show before we got online here this morning, that automation is coming for everybody. I don't want a robot to do my taxes because there's too many variables.
You know, I'm gonna come back to that one because I think about this automation thing. I think about my job, about your job, all these things. The human element is never going to go away, folks, right? You can create those bots that can chat with people. You can make them smarter than us. You can do all that. But ultimately, they're not able to get done. They're not as sophisticated. They're not as secure. They're just not what the human can do right now. But, you know, and after all, we made those things too. Those
exactly. So they're just as likely to have a failure as a human being is.
Right. All right. So let's say I'm at home and I look and I receive some kind of notice from the IRS. Should I already get on a ledge ready to jump out? You know, what do I do if I receive a notice from the IRS?
Well, that's a great question. So the key is to understand the notice. And the IRS sends out notices for a lot of different things. Recently, they sent out the notices for the next year for people to understand when their payroll taxes were due. And I had a lot of clients calling me saying, oh my God, I got a notice. What do I do? It's informational. It's okay. But they did the right thing. They reached out to me right away. I can answer that question without having to hit the clock and start charging them for it because I know what I'm looking at. But the biggest thing when you get a notice from the IRS is don't ignore it. Don't procrastinate because the clock is ticking. They give you a specific amount of time to respond. And if you don't respond, there's not anything any of us can do to help you. Yep. So get that help immediately.
Well, I'm glad you tied in the procrastinate. Nice job. You don't think that went by me. I saw you tie in the intro. All right, here's the next one. And when we talk about notices and all that, people are afraid. I mean, they get nervous and they get worried. But, you know, what can you do to make that process less scary? I don't want to be too redundant, but
Absolutely. So I work with the IRS on a regular basis. We have a paid practitioner hotline so we can call and talk directly to a group of people that have an additional level of knowledge than just the average phone answer person when you call the regular 800 number. And we can help you with that. We get a power of attorney that's limited to your tax returns. I'm not talking about a power of attorney so I can make banking or life and death decisions for you. I'm talking about just for tax returns. And we can often handle the situation without you even having to speak to anyone at the IRS. We're used to working with them. It's really not something to be terrified over. But a great rule of thumb is treat them how you would like to be treated. That golden rule goes a long way. That IRS agent isn't out to get Pete. They're just doing their job.
Right. You know what? Right now is a great time to take a quick break from our show sponsor. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.
What's up, Jacksonville? Angie here, president of Angie Staffing. If you're finding it harder and harder to find the right candidates or your ads are letting you down, call me, Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. I have over 20 years of experience right here in Jacksonville. I can help with anything, accounting, finance, legal, even that one position that's impossible to fill. Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. We're bringing back the hustle.
Welcome back, all you hard workers. That was our show sponsor, Angie, and she's going to come in and have a new commercial because Angie's Staffing was just recently purchased by Ascendo Resources out of South Florida. Ascendo Resources is about a $40 million staffing firm, and it has offices throughout Florida, Atlanta, Chicago, up through the D.C. area, Charlotte, out west to Houston, and they're expanding and growing. And now Angie Staffing is Ascendo Resources, and Angie is bringing back the hustle. Woo! Today with me is Linda Ford, owner of the Ford Firm, a CPA firm right here, and we're learning some great tax information as tax season is about upon us right now. And, you know, Linda, let's say here I am and I haven't received my W-2, you know, and I need it. I got to get things going. What do I do if I don't have a W-2?
Well, there's several steps you need to take. The first step is to call your employer or your former employer, but wait until after January 31st. They're not required to issue those forms until January 31st. They are allowed to mail them. So maybe, you know, January 31st is the middle of the week this year. Maybe wait till Friday to make sure that the mail's had a chance to process. You think there's a lot of mail at Christmas time, every employee in the United States needs a W-2, and most of those go in the mail on the same day, and people don't realize it. So there is a volume increase at the Postal Service for all those to be delivered. So call your employer. Be nice.
You know, I think when people don't receive them by like the second week in January, there's just something intentional. They're keeping that W-2 for me. What are they hiding? They're keeping my money or something. But it's not like that.
I'm glad
you said that. So by the second week in February, that's when you're sweating probably the second week.
Exactly. And if you don't hear from your employer or former employer, you don't need to call their CPA or accountant. So if you happen to know who they work with, their CPA or accountant can't help you or fix it for you. What you can do is call the IRS, and there's a specific number for it, if I could say that. It's 800-829-1040. Like the form that you're going to file. And the IRS will send a message out to that employer to get that W-2 sent.
That'll get their attention.
It'll get their attention. Typically that happens, you're still required to file your tax form. So if you don't have that W-2, you need to do your best. You need to file your tax form and then know that you may have to amend when you get the actual W-2 from the employer.
Let's say my employer is Charlie Hustle and I get my W-2. I already have it. I just got my W-2. Can I file now? Is there any advantage to going early, or when can you file?
So you can take your information to a paid preparer now, and most of us will put your information in the software and we're going to hold it because the IRS doesn't open tax filing season this year until January 27th. So we'll hold it, we'll have it ready to go, and then on January 27th, we'll transmit. But there is no return that can be filed right now that's related to the 1231 year end.
Got it. Is there any type of advantage to filing early?
There is, actually. You can get your refund faster. Oh. The IRS likes it. They don't want us to procrastinate. I'll throw that in there again. Because so many people file at April 15th, the volume of returns coming into the IRS means that they just don't have the manpower to process all of them at the same time. So the earlier you file, the earlier you can get your refund.
You know, what I notice, and you know, running an employment agency, people fill out their paperwork, and they're, you know, they're temporaries or W-2 employees of my organization. People ask me, okay, and I'm a staffing guy. Okay, I'm not a tax guy. I'm a staffing guy. What should I do with my withholdings? You know, how should I claim this? You know, and my answer is pretty standard. I always say I'm not allowed to offer any information or guidance. I'm not a tax expert, and I don't want you coming back to say, hey, you took out too much or too little. Are there any rules of thumb with that, or you know?
Well, the IRS has set up the W-4 form, and of course they changed this year for 2020. It's a more comprehensive form. You have more questions to answer, but they've set it up intentionally to help you have the right withholding if you answer the questions honestly. So if you're married and have two kids and you say you're married and have two kids, it will help you answer that information. This year they have questions about whether or not you have a second job, second income coming in, and what that might look like for you. They also have a wonderful tax calculator on their website. And I know people get leery about that. Ooh, it's the IRS, big brother's watching. They're not. You can use that tax calculator to determine what your withholding should be and then have that discussion with your employer. But I agree with you. Don't, as the employer, ever give
right
withholding advice.
That's the last thing. I want to run for the hills when they ask. I'm like, I kind of do one of those double takes, and I look behind me. What, me? Well, Linda, if you could, I'd like for you to return for the back half of the show. We're coming to the end of the first part. I'd love to have you on a little bit more. Can you stay for a little bit?
Absolutely. That would be great.
All right, guys. That music tells us we're coming to the bottom of the hour break. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV. Welcome back, all you hard workers. If you missed the first part of the show, shame on you. Set your alarms earlier. Never miss this again. It's that important. But seriously, anytime you want to listen to my whole show, and my guest today is Linda Ford, CPA, owner of Ford, the Ford Firm. This is a show you don't want to miss because you're all paying taxes, hard workers, and you want to listen to all the advice and information that Linda shared. The way to do that is always just go out to my website on Monday. Wednesday, tomorrow afternoon, or perhaps on Tuesday. We're going to load up this show in its entirety. We'll put the podcast out there. You click on it, you listen to it, and you'll be the better for it. But you don't want to miss the first half because it is that important. It's great. Linda, thank you for staying for the second half of the show. Linda Ford, welcome.
Thanks,
again.
Pete. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. So one thing I want to ask you, like, here we are, you know, just about kicking off tax season. What's any, like, all our listeners are taxpayers right now. They're paying taxes. What's a big thing that they should be thinking right now?
Call me.
Well, I agree. They need to call you. Let's get some contact information for you.
Absolutely. So our number is 904-725-5832. We are open Monday through Friday, typical office hours. And as busy season ramps up, we're going to have Saturday hours as well. So reach out and give us a call. You can always email office@fordfirm.com and let us know you're looking for someone and we'll get you set up to come in.
office@fordfirm.com, so mm-hmm. they can just email you that way, office@fordfirm.com, and Ford has an E on the end of it.
Yes, it does.
Okay, that's important to know, okay? Ford Firm has an E on the end. And Linda, what's the telephone number again?
It's 904-725-5832.
Well, Linda, I can't thank you enough for coming back on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. I hope you have a great rest of your Sunday.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Wow. I'm so glad Linda was here. She's walking out now. Bye, Linda. Bye. We'll see. She's fantastic and a wealth of information for all you taxpayers out there. And that's everybody that listens to the show. Make sure you listen to the show in its entirety. PeteTheJobGuy.com is my website. You just click on radio show and then episodes, and you can listen to all my past shows and their podcasts that are loaded up there in their entirety. But this is one, Linda Ford, CPA, that you want to hear the whole thing. Guys, last week I introduced you to Zane Beverly. And Zane is our intern here on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. Welcome back, Zane.
It's good to be here.
Yeah. Well, you know, the big thing with Zane and Josh, you remember when we met all with Zane and his whole, all the crowd.
He brought his entourage in here the first time.
He brought an entourage and we said, who's going to talk? We went somebody and everybody said Zane at the same time. It's 35, you know, young people, students from UNF. And they all say, Zane. So Zane stepped right up. But Zane, I asked you to come back not only as an intern, but to be a weekly contributor. And what did I ask you?
Well, you asked me to think about the workforce of tomorrow, the people my age and younger, and how, what kind of troubles they'll face getting into the workforce.
Right, because, you know, if you think right now, I guess I'm a boomer, you know, and I'm, and people look at me, it's the new thing, yeah, that great, thanks, boomer, you know.
Okay, boomer.
Okay, boomer, that's it, yeah. Right.
Okay, boomer.
Josh, where do you fit in? Are you a Gen X or something?
I think I'm the end or the middle of millennial.
Yeah.
I'm 89, so whatever that is.
You're 89 years
old?
Yeah,
but I think millennial is like 86 to 90 something. So it's okay. A pretty long stretch.
It is.
The majority right now of the workforce is actually millennials, right? Because that's the majority. I mean, they make up, I think, 38% of the workforce. That segment is makes up the majority compared to all the others. But now the workforce of tomorrow is underrepresented because you're not a millennial, Zane. What are you? Gen Z or something?
I really think I'm right on. I was 98. I was born in
98. 96 is the cutoff. Is the cutoff for millennial, yeah.
So I guess I'm, does that make me Gen Z then?
I guess I'm Gen Z.
Okay, so you're the workforce of tomorrow, and I really wanted your perspective. And what are the things that you're concerned about and you're facing and what you're seeing? And I ask you each week to prepare something that's going to relate to these people. And let's hear, you know, with no further ado, let's get this week's first, the inaugural, and it's going to be choppy and dicey. Zane even said, I'm a little nervous, Pete, but Zane's going to right now give us the Gen Z perspective. With no further ado, let's do it. Go ahead, Zane.
So when Pete asked me to do this segment, the first thing I thought about was automation, the wave of the future, the end game for humanity. Companies are putting a lot of money and resources right now into financing these new technologies to phase out workers from jobs, especially low-skilled, simple jobs, such as a big one everyone always talks about is truck drivers, cashiers at fast food restaurants, clerks at grocery stores, things like that are trying to get phased out because robots cost less and they're not people. So you can treat them however you want to and you can work them for as long as you want to. So what I was thinking, what I did some research into is what kind of jobs are being phased out besides the ones everyone knows about, and what kind of jobs are going to be safe for the years to come, probably for probably as long as we can foresee with the technology that's coming on board right now. So, as I said, the food industry and service industry in general is really under attack by automation. Things like, weirdly enough, in a research done by McKinsey and Company, waitresses are one of the highest jobs that are at one of the highest highest
like an at risk. And I'm listening risk, now yes, because one I served for a long risk, time. Yes. So I'm listening. I'm thinking of the sushi conveyor belt. Is that how we're being faded out? But it sounds like you're going to get something smarter than that.
Yes. It's the highest. It's one of the highest at-risk jobs for being replaced by robots and automation. You can see it now at places like Chili's, for example. They have tablets on the table that you can order from.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah.
People just bring your food out. So people don't, waitresses don't have to come out.
I've seen this at airports a lot too.
Yeah. Yes. They don't have to come out, butter you up, ask what you want, serve you. You just tell the, you tell the machine what you want and then servers bring it out for you. So jobs like these are being, are trying to be phased out by robots successfully, in my opinion. And younger generations, even younger than myself, might have troubles finding these early high school jobs that generate money while they're in high school. Like, I worked as a cashier for 4 years in high school and just out of high school, and that gave me the money that sent me to college. So, and I grew up on a tourist island, which does have some tourist jobs, which probably won't be affected so hard by automation. But these restaurant and grocery store jobs are really simple, really easy to get into, and a good way to make money for younger people. So these robots may, or this automation may, stifle that a bit.
Well, I think this is a really good piece. And obviously, you did your homework here, and I appreciate that you did that. You know, you think about it, the regular, not just the Gen Zers and the people your age, my age, worry about. I've been hearing for 10 years that why would you need recruiters anymore? You know, because we're matchmakers in essence. And you look at software like true matchmakers, like a match.com, it's like going on there, you go on your computer, look at a couple of pictures, like ordering a pizza. I'll have pepperoni, I'll have this, you know, and you make the connection. Well, that's recruiters. That's what we do. We connect people with open jobs. But I'm going to tell you what. That human element, folks, is still important. It still means a lot. I like to listen and get beyond the, hear the intangibles. When I get good service from a waiter, a waitress, there's a feeling that I get as a consumer. You know, the smile, the way, gosh, she went the extra mile, or he was terrific. It changes my experience beyond what a bot can do. So I'm going to tell you something. Don't worry. It's not all going to get automated and go away. Yeah, I see the self-checkout. I see I can just do the menu selection. But the overall experience that the human element can bring you is not going away anytime soon. How say you, Josh?
I think it's the same thing. I was a server for too many years. And
11.
Same.
I believe it was 11.
It was 11.
At
good
Sonny's
memory.
Barbecue.
Yeah. See? What's it called? Speaking spell is not going to remember how long. Where you remember. Professional Pete the Job Guy Langlois is going
right.
to remember. Yeah, so I agree completely. It changes the way you experience things as having a robot versus having a human. Is if you go somewhere and you don't interact with anybody, it kind of feels like you never left the house. You can right. just have Amazon deliver you a Hot Pocket or something versus right. going out, being in the community and giving back and just kind of like enjoying your night versus just check dinner, check lunch, right. check.
But you know, you hit the big one is Amazon. Gosh, it cuts yeah. out yeah. so many middleman warehousing jobs, you know, distribution, storefront needs, everything. So I get your concern. It's a good one. We're going to monitor that. Each week, we're going to have a good update from you, right, Zane?
Hopefully.
That was awesome. You know what? This is a good time right now to get our weekly leadership lesson from Coach Larry. And Coach Larry helps managers to become real effective leaders. And I think this is a great segue right now to get this week's leadership lesson from Coach Larry.
Well, it's a new year, a new decade, as a matter of fact. We are taking stock of where we've been and where we're going. We are setting goals and creating resolutions. We're creating plans and identifying new habits for the next year. But what about those things that we need to let go of? What are the things that we've been tolerating? What are those things or people that we need to let go of in order to have greater joy and impact in our work and life? So let's talk about work specifically. I often like to ask, if you had the opportunity to start your team from scratch, would you hire the same people? Would you want the same colleagues on your team? If you answered no or maybe, then you are most likely tolerating something that is causing you stress and is negatively impacting you and the team. I was on a team and one of my colleagues was a drain on the whole team. He was subversive and full of excuses. He would obfuscate and gaslight. Yes, I'm using my $5 words today. Our clients hated him, our team hated him, and our boss was too chicken to do anything about it. Sorry, chickens. As a matter of fact, we often wondered what this guy had on our boss. How was it that he was still here? As a result, the team was a shadow of what it was capable of. Our clients knew it and we knew it. Overall, it became pretty dysfunctional. So how do you know when it's time to let someone go? I actually like this expression, let someone go. I like it because one of the biggest obstacles is our mindset. So when I talk to people in this situation, I often hear that they don't want to hurt the person or their families. They try to change the person or be their savior. And that sounds great. You know, if I was not performing, I would want someone to give me a second chance. But 3, 4, 15 chances? I mean, come on, it's time to let them go. Now, I hear countless stories of people who have been let go only to flourish in a new role, in a new company, in a new culture that is a better fit. So when thinking about letting people go, we need to reframe our mindset from, I'm hurting this person and their family, to, I have the courage to let them go to do something that is better suited for them. I am letting them go so that they can become what they are capable of becoming. I am letting them go so that they can be happy. You know, I had a direct report and he was struggling. We went over expectations time and time again. He expressed that he wanted to improve, but he just couldn't sustain it. And as a result, I was on top of him. I was disappointed. He was disappointed. We had a heart-to-heart. And I knew he didn't want me to have to constantly correct him. And he didn't like it either. I told him that he had unlimited potential, which he really did. He was super smart. He was strategic, but not a good fit for the job. And I asked him, why are you still here if you're having such a hard time? Don't you want to be in a role that is easier and more fulfilling? You know, it can't feel good to constantly be making mistakes. And he said, you know, Larry, I love the people I work with, and I love this company. And that's why he stayed. The good news is that he eventually left, although it wasn't by his own choice. And he ended up in a role and with a company where he flourished for many, many years. So what are the signs that it may be time to let someone go? One is that their performance will improve for a while, but then it will regress and their bad behaviors or performance will show up again. You end up having to go back and rehash what they need to improve on again and again. Why do we do this? Well, most likely, you know, they take the criticism well. Most likely they're likable and truly they want to get better. But the problem isn't that they are bad people or unmotivated. The reality is that some skills and attributes are more innate and harder to develop than others, and they don't have the attributes that you need for that role. So they are doing a job that isn't aligned with their innate abilities. What do I mean by innate abilities? For example, they include things like attention to detail, critical thinking, or taking initiative. Have you ever tried to teach someone attention to detail who didn't have it? These are things that can't be solved by using a job aid or a checklist. As leaders, we need to look at what is causing the poor performance and see if that is something that is more of a skill that can be learned or a trait or attribute. If it's the latter, just know that those are much, much harder to overcome. Now, the last thing I want to tell you when deciding whether or not to let someone go is that you have to look at yourself in the mirror at night. Make sure you give people ample opportunity to develop. Have candid conversations about performance often. Gauge their interest in doing the job and set clear expectations along with the consequences. Finally, look at how you might have contributed to the situation yourself. Did you really give them a chance to improve, or was their fate sealed a long time ago? If you've done these things, then it's time to help that person find a new role that is a better fit and get someone in the role that will add value to the team.
All right, another gem from Coach Larry. Guys, I highly recommend you engage Coach Larry. Just go to MendozaandO'Brien.com. Reach directly out to Larry. He delivers his programs in both English and in Spanish, and he helps managers to become effective leaders. That's what Coach Larry does. And you know, what Larry really does, if people have a burden, he removes their burden. He's a true beast of burden.
Beast of burden.
And guess what? I'll never be your beast of burden. I walk for miles, my feet are hurting. All I want is for you to make love to me. Oh, yeah. All right, that just happened, because anything can happen. Guys, this is a show dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. And if you can't laugh at work, you got to work someplace else. Well, wait a second. Some of us have really serious jobs. I could imagine being like a surgeon. Did you guys watch
my
TV last night?
They're probably not listening to that.
Yeah, they're not going to work. But anyway, we give career advice and tips. You can always listen to any show in its entirety. Pete? TheJobGuy.com is the website. Go ahead and listen. Play that song again if you really want to. You know, we better get serious in a second. So let's take a quick break for our show sponsor. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5. WOKV.
What's up, Jacksonville? Angie here, president of Angie Staffing. If you're finding it harder and harder to find the right candidates, or your ads are letting you down, call me, Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. I have over 20 years of experience right here in Jacksonville. I can help with anything, accounting, finance, legal, even that one position that's impossible to fill. Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. We're bringing back the hustle.
All right, that's our show sponsor, Angie, and I think it's important again to note that we're going to get a new commercial from her next week. But Angie's staffing was just purchased by Ascendo Resources, based out of South Florida. Ascendo Resources is about a $40 million national staffing firm, and Angie is still running Angie's staffing. She is now has a partner behind her that enables her to do more things, reach more clients, satisfy more candidates and clients every day. So that is Angie, and I highly recommend you reach out to Angie, because she is bringing back the hustle. With me in the studio today is always Josh McCarthy, our producer, and also Zane Beverly, our intern extraordinaire. Welcome, Zane.
Hello.
So, Zane, you did your first, what we call, a piece today. And again, if you guys missed it, Zane, what did I ask you to talk about each week?
Something to do with the new generation of workers.
Yeah. So listen, I mean, guys, workforce of today and tomorrow, you know, I'm the one that, you know, I'll probably be retired in 5, 6, 7 years, you know, even though I think I'll keep going, you know, but I'm at the twilight. Josh, you're about right in the midpoint.
Right in the middle, in the crux.
Right in the crux, right where it is. And Zane, what do you do day in and day out?
I go to school, I work at night as a bingo and trivia host, if people, the astute, will remember, and then now I do this.
Yeah, right. But you're a student at UNF, are you in your senior year?
Yes.
So you are clearly like the legitimate workforce of tomorrow.
I'm getting
and
in
that's,
there.
That's the perspective I want. Do you have any idea what you're going to talk about next week in your segment?
I've written down a few notes about your procrastination tips, and I'm going to work on it. But no, I don't know yet.
Nice. I love it when they pull back in the monologue of procrastination. You know what? It might be good, too, to interview some people there. We can post some pictures. I want to get your picture up on the website, too, sure. And let people know who you are.
Pretty face. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. And also, talk to some people, if you would, at UNF. Ask them what their concerns are. I think that would be good.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Well, have you heard Boston Danny before?
I have. I think it was the first show that I heard myself do the intro when my classmates were here.
Okay.
He was talking.
Boston Danny is awesome. Boston Danny gives us a Boston update. He lets us all know what's going on up in the Northeast, and he brags about his sports teams and gives us a little Boston trivia, but he also gives shout-outs. So, guys, if you have a birthday, an anniversary, a special accomplishment, you want to recognize somebody, send it to Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. It's my email address, and we'll make sure Boston Danny will give you a shout-out like only Boston Danny can. With no further ado, let's get this week's Boston Update with Boston Danny.
Hello, Jacksonville. Danny here with the Northern Update. So, Happy New Year to everybody. You know, we got a new year coming through here, a new clean slate, all our resolutions and our goals. So, hope everyone had a good holiday. We had a nice holiday break. We had, the Christmas. It was great to see everybody and the New Year's, all the parties and everything. My son Daniel's birthday is actually December 31st. So, you know, when he was growing up, we used to do a lot of different things for New Year's. But now that he's, he's out, he's older, he's doing his own thing. So, you know, as I like to call it, amateur night. Cheryl and I, before we used to stay home, we got used to it. We got to babysit Desmond, which was nice. So, we used to do, January 1st, just because, we'd stay in, we'd get somebody to watch the kids, and we'd go out January 1st, do the first night stuff. Crowd was a little different. It wasn't amateur night. It was nice. It was fun. But Danny got to celebrate his birthday. Every year he's got, he knows it's a party for his birthday. So new year, folks, new slate, for us hard workers going forward, we got everything to look forward to. So can't wait for this. A lot has been going on up here. It's still been cold. We're getting through it. We just had some record warmth, though, so it's a roller coaster that we deal with. Like we say, you don't like it today, stick around. It'll change. The weather up here is crazy, folks. So you hit and miss if you want to come up at this time of year, but it's still nice. I just did some work over downtown area, some of the tourist spots in the Faneuil Hall, the Quincy Market. I got to get into some spaces that the public doesn't generally get into, and it's just a real nice area, nice pretty thing to do, nice take if you ever come up to Boston. Some old architecture, and it's just really nice. So, lots been going on with my Patriots. Good to see them get into the playoffs. They just didn't go as far as you want. Folks, I like to say it. It's just a game. It's there for our entertainment, and we got lots of entertainment going up in here with what Tom's going to do, with Brady, where he wants to go, Belichick, just the way it works. The whole league is making all their moves, so it just makes it more interesting. It just keeps us entertained. That's what I like. I just wish my Bruins could do a little bit better, start clicking on all cylinders. But, they'll get their rhythm. They'll be in the Stanley Cup, and pretty soon it'll be, spring training time, and the Red Sox will be doing it. Their own controversy going on, but... folks, don't believe everything you say. Wait till it comes out in the mix, and the cake is big. So, new year, guys. I want to get your birthday shout outs in. I want to wish wicked pisser birthdays, of course, to my son Daniel. Love you, son. Carson Easterling, Scott Houlihan, Ken Sinclair, Rich DiGiorgio, and Nicky Eaton. I hope they have great birthdays. Like I say, folks, you do something nice for yourself, you're always going to have a good birthday. So, Jacksonville, I'll talk to you next week. Peter, I'll be in touch with you, brother. Brothers and sisters, enjoy your Sunday.
Thank you, Boston Danny. Love you, man. Guys, you just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.